Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Friends, welcome to 2025. Today, we have a very special New Year's Day program with your friends from Watchmen on the Wall. Let the beauty of God's creation and the truth of His Word guide you through 2025 with our brand new 12-month calendar filled with prophetic scriptures. Each month of the foretold and fulfilled 2025 prophecy calendar features a breathtaking landscape photo thoughtfully paired with a prophetic Bible verse and a short devotional to encourage and inspire your walk with God. Order your SWRC prophecy calendar today when you visit our website, swrc.com, or when you call 1-800-652-1144. When you order the foretold and fulfilled prophecy calendar, you are making an impact. Proceeds support the Onesimus Prisoner Outreach Ministry, delivering hope, faith, and transformative resources to men and women in prison. Together, let's share the light of the gospel with those seeking redemption. Foretold and fulfilled, the 2025 prophecy calendar. Order yours today when you call 1-800-652-1144.
God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Here we are on the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, beginning a brand new year. Yes, it's the same old me, but it's a brand new year. But in reality, it's not the same old me, because in the year of 2024, there were many changes that were made in me. And God has been at work in my brothers who have joined me today for this broadcast. We have Josh Davis, who is our evangelist, our staff evangelist. He's the guy that goes out and preaches in churches when we have somebody call up and say, hey, could you send somebody from Southwest to come preach in our church? And the answer is yes, we can. And we have a good ministry there. So he's with us today. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, Dr. Hill. I appreciate that and glad to minister whenever and wherever the Lord opens the door.
Indeed. And we also have with us our speaker and pastor on the program, Dr. Larry Spargimino. Dr. Larry, how many years have you been working with Southwest?
I think in May of 2025, I believe it will be 25 years.
Wow, 25 years. It just seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Yes, it's been an adventure.
So Dr. Larry Spargimino is with us, and I, Kenneth Hill, are here. So we're going to have a discussion today about what it is that God is doing at Southwest Radio Church Ministries, the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, and all the things that go with the work that we do. And so we won't cover everything, but we will talk of the new things that are coming to SWRC and the Watchman on the Wall. I want to bring you a couple of verses of Scripture, if I may, from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. So on this New Year's Day, January 1st, 2025, we welcome you to the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, and we ask you to join with us today in these conversations. To begin with, we'll forget those things that are behind, but we want to remember a few of them because we are continuing those into 2025 as well. Brother Larry Spargimino, I'll give you that first opportunity, and then we'll ask Josh Davis to tell us those things that are continuing on into 2025.
Well, thank you, Kenneth. I'm very concerned about some of the things that I see in churches today. we certainly need to remember that we confess that Jesus is Lord of all. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, those words are not simply for identification, but for consecration. That's the key. Jesus is called Lord many more times than he's called Savior. Yes, he is Savior, but we must never forget his Lordship. So many Christians, gentlemen, I believe, as well as churches, have compartmentalized their Christianity. I want to give an example of something that I heard recently, and it's sort of a challenge. It's almost a slap in the face, but I think it's very important. I heard someone say, "I'm a Christian, I'm also a businessman, but I am not a Christian businessman." Now, my response, "So you are a disobedient Christian. If Jesus is not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all." I really believe that. And I think it's a challenge for all of us going into 2025. We have to be very, very careful that we do not forget the Lordship of Christ. I believe in the grace of God, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. I believe that, and I am also a dispensationalist, and I like to think of myself as a normative dispensationalist, but I'm certainly not a hyper-dispensationalist. There are those who have conveniently put the words of Jesus in the Gospels on the shelf. Supposedly, they're not for us. Like I've said, if Jesus is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. And so, I think one of the great needs in the church today, one of the great challenges that our ministry will face and that all of us have to really reckon with is the fact that Jesus is Lord. He is to be in everything, in every thought, in every plan that we make. If we're going to school, to a college, to a university, if we're building a home, if we're going to move to another city to take another job, whatever it is, he needs to be first. And I think if we do that, if that is our motto, if that is something that we believe with our whole hearts, if we inculcate that great truth into our own families, wives, husbands, everyone, children, Jesus is Lord, we're going to have a great year. If we don't do that, we're not going to have a great year, because that's the key.
Josh, tell us what's on your heart.
Well, I agree with Pastor Larry, and I think he touched on something very urgent for the church in America and the church across the world, because we see there's a great temptation to move towards this falling away that we're seeing happening in 2024. There was lots of hallmarks of people moving away from Christ as Lord and moving towards what is emerging as this new mindset of worship, this new world religion, if you want to think of it in those terms, of how that a great coming together, just set aside your beliefs, set aside your doctrines. Those things are no longer important. What is important, according to the modern mindset, is just forget about what you believe. It's just about coming together as one. But of course, we know the scripture tells us that what we believe is so very important, that it's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us salvation. Jesus himself, we understand, said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. There's no other way to get to heaven but through the Lord Jesus Christ." We realize that goes against the grain of what our society is advocating today, but we understand that we've got to stand strong upon God's word, upon God's truth, because what we believe will transform us for all of eternity and will change where we spend eternity. So if we're wrong about what we believe, then it's going to transform our eternal destiny, and that hangs in the balance. And so I pray that as we enter into 2025, we can continue proclaiming, "Thus saith the Lord," that SWRC would continue its function as what this broadcast is called, a watchman on the wall, to see the danger that is coming, to sound the trumpet, to wake up people who may have fallen asleep, to say, "Hey, watch out, look out, this is coming, this is on the horizon." We need to be awake and alert to what is happening. And so as we enter into that new year, we want to continue to be vigilant, to watch out, and to warn people about what is happening. And we can only do that if we understand the truth of God's word. If you don't know the enemy is coming, Why should you warn people at all? If there is no real enemy coming, why should you sound the alarm? And so we have a divine responsibility given to us by God to stand upon His truth. And I pray that as we enter into this brand new year, that we can continue to proclaim God's truth as loudly and as clearly as we possibly can while He's given us this window, this moment of opportunity to do so.
Well, thank you, Dr. Spargimino, and thank you as well, Josh, for those words. We are looking forward to God's using those of us involved in this ministry during the year 2025. It's amazing to me that it's been 25 years since Dr. Larry Spargimino joined the team here at SWRC, and we're glad to know that, 25 years in the making, as it were, and here we're coming to this new year. There are all sorts of new ministries and new ministry opportunities that will be coming in this new year, and we must take a look at them and then, by God's grace, decide what we're going to do with them. As we look at the new year before us, this being the very first day of the new year, Dr. Spargimino, what kind of ministry do you see yourself involved in the year 2025?
Well, that's a great question. Number one, I love writing. I love writing articles, of course, and the Prophetic Observer and things of that sort. But I'm at the present time, and this will continue in the new year. I'm writing a book. I hope to have it ready for our conference at the Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air, Kansas. I think it's the first weekend in May 2025. I'm writing on the character and emotions of Jesus. Jesus did have emotions. He looked at the religious leaders with anger. He was also meek and lowly of heart. And I found that even in messianic prophecy, you know, in messianic prophecy, we normally think of, well, judgment and doom. And there's a lot of that, no question about it. But we also find that he is presented in prophecy as being merciful. He will not break or crush a bruised reed kind of thing. So this is a real adventure for me. So writing of books, writing of articles, I think that's very important. A second thing that I plan to be very involved in is conferences. I think our conferences are so wonderful. We had a conference in a church this past August that I don't believe we've ever been at before. It was in Minnesota, about 50 miles west of Minneapolis. It was so good to see dear people in a state like Minnesota. I had kind of, you know, a bad impression of Minnesota, but that's only because of Tim Walz. But these people love the Lord. They love us. They love the work we do. So I think conferences are so very, very important. I plan to do a lot of that. Another thing I plan to do is to engage in, what should I say, purposeful prayer. I have a time of prayer every morning. Most mornings I'm here at the office, and so I can pray out loud. I have some prayer goals, some goals for myself, some goals for Southwest Radio Church. I like to have prayer lists. I know a lot of people sit down and pray. That's fine. But I like to engage in what I call warfare praying, because we are not on a playground. We're on a battleground. So I plan to continue doing that. And I've had some real blessings and some real definitive answers to prayer this past year. And of course, it's not me, it's the Lord. I give Him the honor and the glory. I thank God for the fact that He, by His Holy Spirit, has put me in alignment with His mind and His purpose. And the older I get, I was 83 a month or so ago, the older I get, the more I realize how important it is to have a devotional life. I'm very busy, to say the least. I pastor a church. I work at Southwest Radio Church and do some other things in the community. But it's very, very important that I get down to the scriptures, not to prepare a sermon, but to see what God would have for me. And I think there are so many pastors today, anytime they open the Bible, it's basically to find a text or to get ready for a sermon. Oh, I've got to preach tomorrow morning kind of thing. No, I like to pray. I like to have devotions where it's just me and the Lord. He speaks to me. He fills me with His Spirit. I'm so happy that I'm 83, still preaching the Word. And I think that's, the life of the ministry is the life of the minister. I really believe that. And in seminary, and I've taught in seminary, the idea is, well, we'll teach you Greek, Hebrew, hermeneutics, and all those things, and they're good. But as far as the devotional life, there's nothing said about that. And I really believe in devotions, the power of devotions, the Lord speaking to me, to the preacher, to any Christian, not simply to prepare a message, but to see what God has for me, where I can clean up my act a little bit more. I believe in progressive sanctification. I'm not perfect yet, far from that. That's the adventure. That's the glory. Larry and Jesus, the Holy Spirit, speaking through His blessed Word. So that's some of the things. I could go on, but that, I think, gives you a little insight into what makes me tick.
Indeed, and thank you for sharing that, for that being part of our conversation today. Josh Davis, tell us about how God is directing you in the ministry that you're going to be having with Southwest this new year.
Yeah, God is opening up some amazing opportunities, and I'll speak about that. But first, I'd like to share a verse of scripture that I think it ties in well with what Pastor Larry was saying, that we keep our eyes focused on the Lord. This is from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25, 26, and 27. It says, "Let thine eyes look right on. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee." Using the phrasing of eyelids seems a little bit unusual for us. We don't think about our eyelids very often, but what we see here is he's saying, just keep looking straight ahead. As the verses go on, it says, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." And friends, if you're listening and you do what Pastor Larry has just described, keep a close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? You're not going to be drifting to the right or to the left. You're going to stay right on path with Jesus, walking step by step with Him every step of the way. And what a blessing that is, that we can remove our feet from evil, and we can keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can walk with Him. And the promise here in this passage is that as we ponder the path of our feet, and we will let all our ways be established. And we know the Lord is the one who establishes our paths. And so this new year, I don't know exactly what it will hold, but I do know exactly who is holding it, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And we follow after Him by faith, step by step by step, as we enter into this brand new year. We do have some things on the schedule. We do have some things that we are looking forward to as a ministry. But ultimately, we remember that it's God who is directing us as we move forward through this journey in this brand new year and according to His perfect plan and perfect will. It doesn't get any better than that. Let me just highlight a couple of the special opportunities that we have available. And of course, the work of the ministry, the Watchman on the Wall radio program, the new video podcast that we have launched in 2024, all those wonderful things will continue. The publication ministry that we have, whether that's the Prophetic Observer, the Prophecy in the News magazine, all these exciting resources, the brand new book that Pastor Larry mentioned, other new resources that are in the works to be released in 2025. We're excited about all of those. And so we just ask our friends to stay tuned for more information about those things. We've got exciting lineup of live events that'll be taking place in March. The ministry team will be heading to a couple of different places and places that we've not been in quite a while. We've got part of our ministry team that'll be out in Seattle, Washington. We know we've got several people who listen to Watchmen on the Wall in that area, the state of Washington, the state of Oregon, that region. And we want to let you know that Watchmen on the Wall Southwest Radio Ministries will be coming there in March. So be watching swrc.com for a lot more information about that. I won't get to be on that particular trip myself because I'll be speaking at a Bible prophecy conference in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada.
I'm going to ask Dr. Larry Spargimino to begin our prayer and to pray for this new year. And then I'm going to ask Brother Josh to follow, and then I will close out as we finish our broadcast today. Brother Larry?
Dear Lord, again, we come before you in humility of heart and in oneness of purpose. I pray that in the new year, you would help us. You would help families. As I look around, as I look at the news, read the news, as I pastor, I realize the family is so precious, so wonderful, so important. And yet, Father, I know that there are so many attacks on the family. So please help our families. Please help our moms and our dads. And I know so many families are dysfunctional these days. That's a great, great tragedy. I know Satan is the author of that, no doubt. He wants to destroy the family. So I pray for parents. I pray for boys and girls. I pray for youth workers in churches that they would be solidly grounded in the Word of God, and that the local church would be all that you want the local church to be. Father, I pray for pastors. I know some of us are very busy. Some of us are bivocational or maybe even trivocational, but I know you love pastors. You give them your word. They want to do your work and your will. So I pray for them. I pray for elders and deacons and churches, that these churches would be very supportive of the truth, that when a pastor gets into what is, quote, controversial, that they would not be rebuked by the officers. That's terrible. But that the congregations, the elders, the deacons would say, yes, brother so-and-so, pastor so-and-so, preach the whole council. We're behind you. We stand behind you. We love you. We love the pulpit that you uphold, because you're preaching the Word of God. So, dear Lord, as we pray during this program, we surrender completely and wholly to you. In Jesus' matchless name, amen.
Amen. And Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for a brand new year. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And God, we are excited to see what you have in store for us individually and for Southwest Radio Ministries as we begin this brand new year of ministry 2025. And God, we just want to commit it to you. Please help us to keep our eyes looking straight ahead, keeping our eyes upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we want to stay in tune with you. We want to draw near to your heart and to your mind. Give us discernment that we need, that we may speak about the things that need to be spoken, that we may write about the things that need to be written, that we may proclaim the things that need to be proclaimed in the various channels and opportunities and means that you have presented for us. Lord, we pray over our friends who are joining us by radio right now, listening to Watchmen on the Wall, that you would minister to them in their lives, and ultimately that you would minister through them to others. May we see a great harvest of souls in this year 2025. May churches be planted across the world. May disciples be made across the world. And may your name go forth in great power, honor, and glory. To you alone belongs all the praise, in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for loving us with a love that never fails. Thank you for placing us together today so that we can pray together and so that we can enjoy each other's company. Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit that guides us and leads us into all truth. May you please teach us those things that we need to learn and help us to be what you would want us to be. We pray for our listeners, those listening today and those that will be listening throughout this year coming. We pray, Father, that you would open their hearts and their eyes to your word, and that they would begin to enjoy your word in a way that they've never enjoyed it before. May it be something very special for them. And Father, I pray for your Holy Spirit to work in my life and help me to have the hearts that I need as I face forward. Lord, give me people to work with me and for me to work with, that I might be what you would have me to be and that I might do the work that you would have me to do. Lord, thank you for our brothers who have met with me today and who have been praying here. Thank you for their love for you and their love for each of us. And I pray, Lord, for your special working in this ministry, and that you would have your will done, that we would be faithful in serving you. Now, Father, we ask you to work for this year coming and the years beyond. Whatever we have until the Lord comes, give us the ability to speak for you, to preach for you, to be what you would have us to be. And as long as we have breath, give us the opportunity to speak for Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things, and we give you praise for all that you do in our lives. Help us to be faithful, and we thank you in Jesus' holy, perfect, and most pleasant name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Watchmen on the Wall is here each day to bring clarity to the chaos and remind everyone who tunes in that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. SWRC.com is the online home of our brand new video podcasts, Marginal Mysteries, Biblically Grounded, and Moment of Prophecy. Get caught up today by visiting SWRC.com and click on Watch. SWRC.com also has the latest resources examining Bible prophecy, biblical mysteries, and archaeology of the Holy Land, encouraging articles, and the latest insight into the headlines from the end times. All this and more can be found at SWRC.com. In our online resource center, you'll find over 1,000 books and DVDs by the nation's top teachers. It's all found at SWRC.com. Tomorrow, Larry Stamm will help us live out loud for Jesus. So be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit SWRC.com.